Brought to you by Down Hookup and Dating App. Go to the iOS App Store and download it now.
Hi there, I'm Amelia. And I guess the one or three words, well, I would use to describe my funniest date, funny will be questionable, would be requiring emergency services.
I'm already nervous.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not everything that glitters is gold. And in this case, I refer to body jewelry. And actually, this was a bit of a wake-up call for me. And I was seeing this lovely person. And he had some jewelry hanging off his bojangles, if you know what I mean. And I have some jewelry too, hanging off my queen's crown. Putting those two together is not quite is not very good, because he got very damaged, very, very damaged. And so we were having a date. The date went well. The date went into, you know, some deep and dire penetration, where all good dates go. And as we were having fun, we kind of took our eye off the ball, so to speak, and suddenly his jewelry got caught on mine, yanking it down very, very, very crudely.
Oh, no.
Producing a lot of blood, because of course, you know, to maintain an erection you require a lot of blood. And so it's easy to say that the bedroom looked like a Dexter kill room site, if you've ever
oh,
seen
my
that
gosh.
Series. And the poor lad was in such a state of shock, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was in huge amounts of pain, because I thought that my whole inside out had been ripped out. So I was horrified, but I looked down and I was all in one piece, if not terribly bruised. And the poor fellow, there was just blood everywhere. And I mean, when I first saw his piercing, I, you know, recoiled in horror, because it looked like something like you'd put around a young girl's wrist. You know, like jewelry for young girls, which I'm very opposed to. But it was just this massive bloody earring hanging out of the end of his penis, which I just thought, not very attractive. Yeah, so it was very dramatic.
Was it in the front?
It's called, well, since this experience, not only have I written to many piercing magazines and tattooing magazines highlighting the danger of bringing two pierced people together, I've also learned more about, it's called a King Prince Alfred. So it goes up the urethra and out the back like a fish hook, and then comes out around. Yeah, so it got jagged on mine, which is an open piercing, so it's not one whole circle. It's got two ball bearings on the end. So it got jagged on mine and it ripped his. And honestly, the blood was...
I had to
burn the mattress. Oh, it was such a fucking forensic sight. But the thing was, I mean, I felt so sad for this guy, because he was in such utter pain, and I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I ran a bath.
What kind of guy goes into a date where he expects to have sex with a fish hook coming out of his penis?
No, he doesn't. That's how they
get... fisherman.
No, that's how they pierce them. He had a full ring, like a, I guess you call it a sleeper, and has a big ball bearing in the middle of it. It was very from the era of the Vikings. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't come in a full metal jacket and bearing a sword, you know. But it was all fun and games until then. I had to throw him into a bath with a 20-kilo bag of ice to stop the bleeding. And, you know, I rang emergency services and they said, oh, you should bring him in. But the worst thing is, I mean, it's not the worst, but I only had a motorbike. So...
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds
you know, do I put this guy with a bleeding member on the back of my motorbike? I mean, the poor guy, his pupils were like completely freaked out. The poor guy, I mean, I think he thought he was dying. And in a way, looking at the amount of blood in my bed, he really was. And I remember going, are you all right? Can I get you anything? And I remember he said, can you get me a mango daiquiri? Like, out of all the things in the world, he wanted a mango daiquiri.
Hey, his last drink before he perishes from this earth.
With a bag of ice on his dick. Yeah, 20 kilo bag of ice on his dick, that's for sure. So that was that. And I actually got very angry because I thought it could have been really bad. I mean, it could have been so bad for me. It could have been really worse for him. And then we kept in contact and he told me he still pisses out of two poles because obviously I removed it for him. And it was pretty traumatic for him. There was so much blood. I mean, it was just pouring out. And I wrote a very sternly worded letter to a piercing magazine and they printed it.
Did they really?
Yeah, I got a lot of responses because they, you know, there have been terrible piercing sex accidents. And, you know, I mean, I live in Berlin. It's not all BDSM. Some of it is actual accidents. And you don't want your special bits ripped out.
Not
you want
really.
Them forever. Yeah.
That's a solid general rule. Don't want my special bits ripped out.
Do not want my special bits ripped out.
Yeah, that's going to go on my tombstone. You
yeah.
Shouldn't have his special bits ripped out.
No. So I learned that very quickly. And I mean, it was a very passionate moment that turned dark extremely quickly.
That just sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle to understand, though, why a man pierces his...
Lots of men do. I mean, since then I did a lot of research and I mean, my word, just Google piercings, male piercings, and you're in for a 15-minute trauma ride.
But trauma, right?
Yeah, but people love to do it. People like to put very big weighted piercings in the end of their penis. I mean, the thing is, to create a Prince Alfred, it goes up the urethra and out the back.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So it's a pretty intense piercing. And, you know, this guy had gotten this piercing because he knew I had one. And he thought, oh, I'll go and just get one. And so he went into a tattoo.
Oh. I bet he regrets it.
Well, he just went in and, like, he was shopping for a blue jumper. He just went, I'll have a Prince Alfred. And they went, yeah, right, mate. Do you know what it is? And he goes, yeah. But, you know, beautiful, youthful ego. It can take you into some deep, dark places. And when they brought out the selection of jewelry, he was like, oh, no. I just want a Prince Alfred. And they went, yeah, dude, this is the entry-level jewelry that you have. And they kept saying to him, you sure you know what it is? And he was like, yeah. But, you know, men and their egos, don't check up on it. Don't do any research. Certainly don't know what you're walking into. And then the next thing, they bring out a big, giant fish hook because that's how they do the piercing. So he was very traumatized when he arrived to my place and he had a massive bandage around his penis, like, you know. And then he showed it to me and, like, we were laughing and you know, heavy petting, and he would get an erection and scream. And because he wasn't used to it. But then things got amorous, you know, such as the power of alcohol and candlelight. I thought everything was going all right until, yes, that fateful moment.
I never should have looked this up.
Well, you're deep on the web now, aren't you?
I am, and I just can't imagine, like, that thing hooking onto your thing and then just everything going pear-shaped. Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh, well, pear-shaped makes it sound romantic. It was just for me, it was the sheer amount of blood. You know, because we can all leave a mattress salty stained, you know, with an outline of a body being found on a road. But the blood was next level. And having to lift him and put him into a bath. I mean, thank God women know what they're doing. And I also lived in a very hot part of the world where, of course, I had a 20-kilo bag of ice in my downstairs freezer.
Naturally.
And, you know, I even managed to have some frozen mango in the freezer and some vodka to whip him up a mango.
Wait a second. So he got his daiquiri?
Well, he got a mango smoothie with a shit ton of vodka in it. And and he almost got a trip to the hospital on the back of my dirt motorbike. But fortunately, emergency services were able to talk me through what to do. And, you know, they were the ones to suggest remove the piercing, keep him in the bath and keep him distracted. So I stayed naked.
Keep him
excited. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. We dated for a bit afterwards, but it just didn't work out.
So you kept seeing each other after this?
Well, I had to, part out of, you know, care and part out of just concern and part out of the fact that the trauma was so deep, it was the one thing that bonded us, because we didn't really know how to tell anyone anything about it, you know? And he couldn't go to work, he had a very physical job, because he was terribly in pain. And when he went to see a doctor, the doctor just really got so angry at him about, you know, A, the piercing, B, the sex with the piercing, C, the sex with the piercing, D, the piercing, you know, it was a lot of judgment.
I'm mad at him. He's now making me think about what it would feel. I don't think there's a man alive who watches another man, like, you know, take a football, a baseball, a basketball, whatever, between his legs and doesn't, on his own, just wince, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Colin, tell me I'm wrong. But now after hearing this story, I'm just looking at this picture and it's not even a photo. It's just like a drawing and just thinking, first of all, why? But second of all, why have sex with it? And third of all, oh my God, it hooked onto yours. This is the worst possible date ever.
Sounds like a dark carnival game, doesn't it?
It does. It's like, can I hook mine to your thing and then just create blood everywhere?
So he's a squirter, I guess.
He is now.
Oh my God, poor guy.
That's not going to create a long-term relationship, that's for sure.
Yeah, you definitely win the prize, I think. Brought to you by Down Hookup and Dating App. Go to the iOS App Store and download it now.